In a community on top of a hill lies Jack Buell, stardate 00653, log number 13. Remember when I said she was going to be back in 2 days? Well, I have been alone for around 2 weeks. Two very long, very painful weeks. Welcome back to Echo the Dolphin and Zip Wires, the famous podcast that's going to be canceled at this rate, all thanks to her. Music man, take me by the hand and play some funky beats. Writing has been hard. Editing has been harder. I still don't get paid, but hey, I can certainly rant about the Strath boys. You know these punks are using money gained from the student store to buy vanity apparel? Like tats, jackets, studs, hair gel, and many more worthless knickknacks? This is where your student government taxpayer money goes. That darned Killian Herbson and his gang of thugs are threatening the very fabric of our community. I swear until these hooligans are removed from their seat of power, this school can only go downhill. Oh, crap. I just name-dropped the leader. I'm so dead. If I'm not here tomorrow, blame Katie, because she wasn't here to tell me not to. Dang it! Where is Katie? I bet she's watching some dumb conspiracy theory drama, like Dr. Robert, Gamer Thoughts, and Shane Dawson. I really hate that guy. You know what? Katie's probably with the Strath boys. I bet her complaints about the lack of co-ed gang members finally got through, and now she's fraternizing with the enemy. I hear the Strath boys have their own podcast, and I bet Katie is hosting it under Killian's request. Some jerks they are. I see her and Killian every day talking about something. I don't know what it is, but it has to be important. They even have a secret handshake. They poke each other to send messages, like whispering. No. Like Morse code. I just need to decrypt it. But I don't know Morse code. But you know who knows Morse code? Katie. She would know Morse code. That's obviously how she's been talking to Killian. Clever girl. Hey, you know what the Strath boys did too? They stole some pie from my kitchen refrigerator last night. Clearly, it had to be them. Because only they could have broken into my secure Y2K bunker, made a solid conspiracy theory proof concrete. That, or Katie just gave them my password. My password was pie. It's always been pie. Oops. I shouldn't have said that. Gotta change the password again. Thanks, Yugle. Oh, yeah. School store advert. Here is another message from our capitalist overlord. Praise our fairy queen, Selinsky, the leader of Hilltop's National Honor Society. Sound guy. Play the recording with some snap me music.
I hear the rain as it pours down onto the window panes. I smell the embers of a crackling fire. I see trees as they stand there tall, reaching for the sky painted above us. I feel the wind as it blows, brushing my skin, echoing the sound of a distant flute, playing their soft melody. But what do I taste? I taste the unexplainable. I taste the sweetness of perfect round Oreos, the warmth of succulent ramen noodles. When you harvest your bounty of cereal, the excitement you have for delicious mac and cheese. And when you come back for more, it's always there. It's all oh so gratifying. It's all so perfect, but it doesn't come without a price. The price you pay for what you deserve. It's all there for you if you just reach out and take it. So please, give your cash to School Store. Not cheap, but certainly convenient.
Make sure to visit our lovely School Store. Oh yeah. That was Katie before she left. Wow. It's been like 2 weeks already. I'm starting to feel a little blue because of this. Yeah, blue. Listen, you degenerates. I'm upset right now. I'm feeling quite blue. I am feeling the color blue. Send help. Oh, sorry. Katie thinks that she's that special. We get into one little fight, and she thinks she can just get up and leave the podcast. But you know what that means? I actually have to do work. Usually, Katie has some idea of what we're going to talk about while I just come in and make it all giggly and nonsensical for the publicity and the lols. But now I gotta do all the serious and non-serious writing. It's hard, and I'm tired. College essays, non-college essays, more college essays. Life is tiring. Katie's probably having a giggle with the other people while I'm trying to say this Echo the Dolphin of a podcast. I probably shouldn't say that. Yeah, our ratings are dropping like no tomorrow. Last episode only had 1/3 of our regular viewership. Tell your friends to give us views so we can get some more money. Okay, thanks. This episode's taking a turn for the ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
I know I am. Wait, did I hear something?
No, you're clearly just going deaf, and this is all just the voices in your head.
Ah, okay, good.
Jack, it's me.
Who's me?
Katie.
Jesus! That took you long enough. I've had to do work, Katie. Work! This has been a terrible social experiment that has certainly gone bad.
Well, I just wanted to check in and see how the podcast is going, but clearly I have my answer to that. But I also am curious to see if you burnt down the place.
Do you have any trust in me, woman?
With fire? No.
Oh.
Yeah.
So?
Hmm?
Katie?
Yes?
I'm gonna be honest here.
Yes?
I'm a little worried about this story I have lined up next.
Really? You're nervous about a story? Aren't you Mr. I'm So Confident over there, Jack?
Yeah, but let's be honest. It's hard to do a story without bouncing ideas off of somebody. And weirdly enough, nobody wants to talk to me about the possessed walnut steeds. Or my theory about how the teachers are conspiring against the student body.
Yeah, I get it. So, what do you have in mind?
Well, actually, it's an idea that you originally had, which, in my opinion, isn't even a conspiracy, but more the actual truth.
Really?
Well, yeah.
What's the story, then?
This one's about the National Honor Society with their, let's just say, immoral practices.
We should keep this on the down low. Honor Society controls so much that if we spill too much, we might get removed.
Exactly. I was also going to tie it all in with the fact that the Strath boys have their protection fees on the school store, which is run by the National Honor Society, and that they have a hand in rigging the elections. I know they have a mini battle going on because of all that, but that might be me overstepping the boundaries between conspiracy and news. Probably better if I just report the known facts.
Yeah. That sounds factually sound. It's okay to make conclusions if you have the facts behind it. One of my smarties on the topic, per my request, and they found some compelling information about how the school store items might be sourced by a company called Costco.
Katie, that's quite common knowledge.
It is, Until you realize that Costco is an anagram for consumer objects, Strathouse takes because overcapitalization. To put it simply, they're ripping the community off.
I knew there was something fishy about those protection fees.
Yes! NHS has been corrupted, and they're trying to get out from under the Strath boys. They were attempting to repent by spending time reading to the children.
Ah, those little preschoolers.
Once both of the organizations work out their differences, things will probably go back to normal. Miss Selinsky, our resident Machiavellian, and her honor society will be back on top, back in charge of the community, like it has always been.
Yeah. Back to the past.
Yeah. Good. It seems like you got a nice story there.
Thanks. I'm just glad I got to talk it out with you. You know, the story anyway.
You're welcome. Well, if there isn't anything else I can do, I'm just going to go pack my stuff up and leave.
Katie, you can do one thing. Stay. I sadly need someone, and no one can do the job as good as you. Trust me. I tried. So, in my incompetence, I spent around 5 minutes complaining to the audience about my sheer incompetence.
Wait, you've been recording this entire time?
Sort of, but it was mostly me just rehashing our argument.
That's just great.
But let's not go backwards, just to come back.
I guess I could appreciate the sheer amount of effort you've been putting in, which is zero.
Don't torture me, woman.
Fine, fine, fine. I suppose I can come back.
Good. But next time you just get up and leave, I'm not going to fight for you to come back.
Well, I guess you better stay on your best behavior. And I promise I will try to compromise and not make fun of you too hard. Every time you being a bit dramatic.
Yeah. Whatever you say.
It looks like I'm stuck here, and I'm happy we found a way to work out our differences. But I can only assume this episode has been gone on for far too long. And thank you all for listening to Echo and Wire, where next time we will uncover the truth behind Hilltop, and more importantly, find out who actually took Jason's headphones.
Wait, you solved the case? Who did it?
Indeed I did, but you'll just have to wait and see. Thank you all for listening to Echo and Wire. We'll see you all next time. Bye!
Katie, no one likes cliffhangers.